Well, certainly this ban of Nazi symbolism has been welcome news to anti-discrimination campaigners. Jeremy Jones is the Director of International and Community Affairs for the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council. He's spoken in Bendigo before at the multi-faith dinner, and I've spoken to him before about these issues. Thought it was important to get his take on this. Good morning, Jeremy. What do you think of this Australia First?
Good morning. I think it's great that what has happened in Victoria is they've gone through a process. The state government has gone through a process of looking at what was on the books, looking at the laws, looking at the problem of racism and hate generally in the community, and having the guts to come out and say, we recognise there needs to be change, and this change is not going to be something universally agreed to, but something we think is really necessary. And when we go to the next step, I think, it has been explained quite well so far, I think this is not an announcement of what is exactly going to happen. This is an announcement of an intent of what will happen, considering input from the community, working out how this can be done in the most effective way. Because as you just concluded in that last conversation, the swastika, the symbol has been around a very long time. There are going to be contexts where it's very far from offensive, but there are going to be other contexts where it is not only something which symbolises somebody hates, but is something which is used to bully others by implying or in reinforcing the idea that somebody hates them.
Okay, so if we take all of that, then is this move then something that you think will help stop racism in the community, or help stop this kind of, far right wing extremism, this underground movement that recent reports have shown is quite prevalent in some parts of society?
I think we have to think of racism and some of the issues of far right extremism and extremism generally as almost like a disease. I know we've all become experts in disease in the last 2 years, whether we've wanted to or not. It's our main news item. You know, how do our communities deal with a disease, with a problem for the physical health of our community? If we look at something like racism and we see the effect it has on the health of the community, you would also recognise you need a number of different approaches if you're going to help victims no longer be victims and do something about stemming the potential growth of racism. So in one level, of course, you know, we all talk now about inoculation as something unparalleled and important in dealing with the physical pandemic. And I think the inoculation in this case of racism is going to be education. So yes, that's not anything to do with banning swastikas particularly. It's general education about the harm racism and hate does to your community and what is wrong with it and why it is destructive and has destroyed every society which has not been able to root it out at the earliest possible stage. But you also have other issues which are related to how do you fight back against the problem before you have inoculated your whole community, before people are educated against it. And you have to take a number of measures, I would think, which will indicate to people who are spreading the disease, promoting the racism, that you as a community do not think this is acceptable.
Yeah, that it's not okay. It's not okay to sell the flag, which happened earlier this year at a popular antique market in Bendigo. Yeah. There was a Nazi flag on display. There was also a flag that was flown in a tower in central Kyabram earlier this year. And that one was just very obviously offensive, but also quite puzzling because the Nazi flag had the hashtag COVID-19 scrawled across it. So that was just, what is going on with that, you know? Then there was also in the Grampians the Nazi salute and Nazi symbolism in that infamous far-right wing extremism group's weekend away in the Grampians. So all of that's happening. And if you ban that symbol, it is society saying it's not okay to display it. But then Rob in Rochester on the text is saying banning things sometimes makes them more noticeable and brings more attention to them. What do you make of that point?
Yeah, well, I think that's why it's very important that there's a consultation process to work out how it could be most effective. But on that general point of banning things, making them more effective, banning things, making them more noticeable, we have a whole range of things which at one stage people would do, then they were not allowed to do, and it didn't make them necessarily more popular. When we come to the issue of racism, federally and in most states in Australia, all states and territories to one degree, we have what we call racial vilification legislations, which relate to giving people who are the victims of racist hate speech some recourse. So they say you cannot defame people, you cannot belittle people, you cannot intimidate people using racist language without having any consequences. And what we found out is far from people who were racist saying we're now going to be heroes, we're going to be martyrs, you know, we are going to show how tough we are, they stop. Because the reality is most people do not want to be punished for actions when they could be doing something else. And so I think what you might find in a situation, if you are not allowed to display a Nazi flag, people will stop displaying Nazi flags. But, you know, you talk about, as you were fleshing out earlier, Fiona, there are so many issues relating to racism. There are so many problems with extremism and misinformation that nothing is going to compete with education, with clear messages from government and within the community about what is wrong with this. And I think it's very interesting that when we were having discussions not terribly long ago about anti-racism legislation, and I'm thinking of the New South Wales model and the federal model specifically, a question was asked by people who opposed the laws: what is it that you want to do that you're not going to be able to do if these laws were in place? And it wasn't, we can't have a discussion academically, we can't talk about something. It was, we can't intimidate, abuse, offend somebody using racist language. And, you know, who would want to do that? You know, I don't know anybody who would want to do that.
But still, the Institute of Public Affairs is saying this move is a, and I quote, vicious attack on free speech and allows the state to, and I quote, censor mainstream opinions, unquote. What do you make of that?
I think they're wrong. And I've debated against friends and enemies within the Institute of Public Affairs for many years on these sort of issues. It's not, you know, I'm glad we have a country where people can express different opinions, but two opinions are not equally valid. I don't think there's any validity whatsoever to a statement that says stopping people marching under a symbol of hate is in some way stopping a mainstream discussion of any subject matter. I just think they're wrong.
Jeremy Jones, we must leave it there. I do thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure to get your take on things.
Thank you. And can I send all my greetings to all my good friends in Bendigo? I miss you very much and waiting till I can cross the border again.
Oh, we would love to have you back in Victoria from New South Wales. And I do hope, yeah, you survive the next couple of months or so there. It's been a very trying time where you live.
Thank you.
Jeremy Jones speaking to us from Sydney this morning. He's the Director of International and Community Affairs for the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council.